Africa is considering trading its doses of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, which may be less effective against a local virus variant, and beginning its inoculation campaign with Johnson & Johnson shots instead, the health minister said Wednesday. The country worst hit by the pandemic in Africa has suspended its vaccine rollout after a study found the shot failed to prevent mild and moderate illness caused by a variant discovered in South Africa. It was meant to begin with Oxford AstraZeneca this week. The vaccination delay has set back an ambitious plan to inoculate around 40 million people, 67% of the population, by the end of 2021. The World Health Organization announced later Wednesday that the Oxford AstraZeneca formula could be used in settings where variants are present, as well as on people over the age of 65. Europe's medicines regulator said Wednesday it has so far not received any application seeking approval of the Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine developed by Russia's Gamaleya Institute. However, the European Medicines Agency said the vaccine's developers have expressed an interest that their shot be considered for a real-time review in Europe. AstraZeneca announced Wednesday it will partner with Germany's IDT Biologica to produce more COVID-19 vaccines for Europe. The two companies are exploring options to accelerate output of the completed AstraZeneca vaccine in the second quarter of 2021, AstraZeneca said in a statement. Vaccine supply issues have already caused a diplomatic dispute after the pharmaceutical group said it would not be able to immediately ship the doses it promised to both Britain and the European Union. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers have been filing into chambers as day two of the impeachment trial against former President Donald Trump is set to begin shortly. Democrats will show new security camera video depicting the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters as they open their formal case charging the former president with inciting insurrection. Senior aides to the House of Representatives, managers prosecuting the case, said they will also argue that Trump's false claims of fraud in November's election laid the groundwork for the January 6th assault. The House has charged Trump, a Republican, with inciting an insurrection by encouraging thousands of supporters to march on the Capitol, where Congress was gathered to certify Democrat Joe Biden's electoral victory. Democrats played dramatic video of that attack the first day of the trial in the Senate and plan to show more Wednesday. U.S. President Joe Biden will make his first visit as president to the Pentagon Wednesday as the U.S. military seeks to address far-right extremism and racism among its troops. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will head to the seat of the Department of Defense in the early afternoon, where they will be greeted by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and top civilian officials, the White House said. Austin, a retired general and former U.S. Middle East commander, is the first African-American to hold that position. Tens of thousands of people took part in a protest march led by Buddhist monks against Myanmar's military coup in Mandalay Wednesday. The march came a day after police in the country's second largest city used water cannon and fired warning shots in an attempt to disperse demonstrators. As of late afternoon Wednesday, there were no reports of any clashes with police. The wife of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has flown to Germany from Russia, the Interfax news agency reported Wednesday, citing a source. No word yet on exactly why. Navalny himself was flown to Germany last summer after being poisoned with what many Western countries said was a military-grade nerve agent. Around 20 United Nations peacekeepers were wounded in an attack on their base in central Mali Wednesday, a UN spokesperson said, offering a provisional toll. Unidentified militants attacked a temporary base in the war-torn center of the Sahel state around 7 a.m. The spokesperson for the UN's multidimensional integrated stabilization mission in Mali said the position was, quote, targeted by direct and indirect fire, end quote. New Zealand is urging disaffected Micronesian members of the Pacific Islands Forum not to quit the organization. A bitter leadership dispute has split the region's main political and economic body. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.